I'm Lauren Majera. Thanks for swinging by Packers.com. Leading up to the Cowboys game, coaches and players were all talking about a sense of urgency and execution. And it was the execution of the run game that helped fuel the 28-7 victory over Dallas.
The Packers rushed for 230 yards on 44 carries for their most rushing yards in a regular season game since November of 2004. Eddie Lacy and James Starks combined for 251 yards from scrimmage with three touchdowns.
With James really stepping up early in the year and taking over that starting spot, I think gave us a different look than we've had in years past. And then Eddie obviously has run the ball really well three of the last 4 weeks, so we need to have both of them.
Well, I mean, that's what you want. When you have two backs that you can lean on as the number one, that's important. That's important to our play style. It's important to really the philosophy of just, you know, the no-huddle offense. And we're fortunate not only to have two, but you have two with different styles. And I think that's definitely challenging for the defense.
The Raiders' defense offers its own challenges. Khalil Mack is only in his second year, but leads the league with 14 sacks.
Extremely athletic, great motor, just a very good instinctive football player.
He's obviously improved from his rookie year. Looks more comfortable in the defense. Just looks comfortable with his, more comfortable with his play overall. I mean, he's a very good player.
The secondary with a major threat as well. Former Packer Charles Woodson, who is in his 18th NFL season, ranks third in the league with five interceptions.
I think if I think about some of my favorite teammates I've been able to have here, obviously Charles would be in the top two or three. Just his presence around here, obviously his talent was incredible.
I don't know what the hell he's doing playing this far. I mean, it's crazy. It's extremely impressive to know that I'm in my eighth year and he's still playing in the NFL is just blows my mind.
The Packers have faced a division foe in four of the last five games, and now an uncommon opponent in the Raiders. Josh Sitton says it does add an extra challenge. He said when he first looked at film, he couldn't figure out who any of their guys were. But he said that's where extra preparation comes in. For Packers.com, I'm Lauren Majera.